I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. This hour is largely going to be dedicated to my argument to you that Donald Trump is the most anti-business, anti-free market, anti-capitalist president in modern American history. I could go on anti-consumer, anti-meritocracy, anti-freedom, anti-fairness. But I just want to talk to the conservatives out there and the Trump supporters that when asked why do they support the president say, oh, because he's pro-business. He's not. Quick recap. He is crushing university research. That is a key economic engine for the United States, and it has been for 50 years. It is how we press forward and accelerate innovation beyond the capacity that is possible within the private sector. He is anti-competition and pro-monopoly. He has gutted the U.S. agencies responsible for antitrust enforcement. That means he's screwing small businesses, screwing medium-sized businesses, reducing competition, artificially driving prices up, allowing consolidation across all consumer industries, which has been abysmal in its acceleration over the last 40 years to get worse and worse and worse, which means he's anti-consumer, he's anti-family, he's anti-working person. Why? And why does he do all of this? Because he wants to be the only person who picks winners and losers. He doesn't want a free market. He wants the Trump market. He wants an economy that is decided, its interest rates set, wealth distributed not according to merit or effort, but according to who Donald Trump likes on that day. And you need only look to his tariff policy or chaos or terror or Taco Trump to see that what I'm saying is exactly right. If I asked any one of you Trump supporters right now to tell me what the tariff level on Canada is, I doubt you'd get it right. If I asked you to tell me what tariff level Donald Trump first threatened to set on Canada, I doubt you'd get it right. If I asked you to predict what the tariff level on Canada will be in 30 days, I bet you'd get it wrong. And oh, by the way, on Monday, President Trump signed another executive order extending the tariff truce between U.S. and China for another 90 days, pushing those trade negotiations further out into the fall. By the way, those tariffs are generally at 55%. And in case you think Donald Trump has done anything to help the middle class, before I go to the phones here, and I want to do that next, I want to review what has happened to the price of the things that you and I and everybody buys in the last 3 months, okay? So I'm going to go through a few of those things. Here's the number if you want to get in on this discussion, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Coffee is up 26%. This is according to Bloomberg. This is 3 month annualized percentage change in prices. Coffee up 26%, beef 15%, cookies up 15%. Let them eat cake, he says. Peanut butter up 14%, canned veggies 12%, canned fruits 11%, ice cream. I mean, come on, man. The ice cream, 9%. Dried beans, peas, and lentils, 9%. Fresh vegetables, 8%. Frozen fruits and vegetables, 7.5%. Candy and chewing gum, 5%, because let them eat cake. Spice, seasonings, and condiments, 4%, because let them eat crummy cake that doesn't taste like anything. Processed fish and seafood, up 4%. Breakfast cereals, 3.7%. Chicken, 2.1%. Carbonated drinks, because if you don't eat cake, why not have a soda? Those are up 1.9%. Pork, 1.2%. I could go on. This is just the last 3 months. That is not a free market. That is not capitalism. Now, I believe in the use of tariffs when U.S.-based businesses are being manipulated or abused with foreign trading partners. Those are targeted, time-delimited, with specific objective tariffs. I'm okay with that, to to be clear. That ain't what Donald Trump is doing. He's picking winners and losers so that he can exert leverage and enrich himself. Let's go to the phones, 855-752-4842. Tom from Madison, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, not bad. It's just such a strange discussion we're having. You know, I remember my ex's father and we having discussions during the Reagan era. And
yes,
we could debate for a couple of hours and then shortly after have some coffee or a sandwich afterwards. This polarization is, I know we're trying to appeal to those voters out there in Tom Tiffany land who might, you know, consider voting for somebody else in the next election. But doesn't there have to be some kind of responsibility when you put your entire life on the side of somebody who just attacked the Capitol, who just beat up 140 police officers, who just is starting to build concentration camps? The cuts, the DOGE cuts to U.S. aid alone killed 300,000 people around the world. And we're talking about nuances of capitalism. We used to have a Republican Party who was so ashamed of the Nixon Watergate break-in that they forced Nixon to resign. And now we have, it's not that we have a shortage of education or a shortage of awareness when it comes to a lot of things. I think we just have a shortage of imagination in America. People can't even imagine what it's like to, you know, to have a president like JFK even Obama, somebody who can inspire. There's no inspiration anymore. We're just groveling around, you know, having these little petty little things.
I hear you, Tom from Madison. Thanks for your patience. I don't mean to offend anyone by not talking today about the loss of human dignity, the loss of respect for one another, the human lives lost because of Donald Trump's policies. But I am talking today about Donald Trump as an anti-capitalist, anti-freedom, anti-free market guy, because I think someone has to make clear to conservatives, and Tom, thanks for queuing this up for me, to conservatives and other Trump supporters who say they support him because he's pro-business and look the other way when it comes to all of those inhumane things that Tom was describing because he's pro-business. I want to take that excuse off the table so that we can stare straight at what is actually going on. Anti-freedom, anti-competition, anti-merit. That's what's happening in this country, and it is leading to the loss of life and frankly, the degradation of the human spirit. We deserve more than imagination. We deserve respect and dignity for one another. Thanks so much, Tom. Let me get through briefly. I just want to hit these other bits of evidence that I have to support my argument. Donald Trump just extorted NVIDIA for 15% of its chips profits. Since when, ladies and gentlemen, conservatives of good faith, is it okay for a president of the United States to ask a private company to turn over a portion of its profits in some one-on-one meeting in exchange for permitting them to do business? That's called extortion. That isn't free markets, and that ain't competition. That is extortion. He tried to get the Intel CEO fired last week. On Monday, he was back in love with them again. But he's trying to get people fired in the private sector. He tried to get Goldman Sachs to fire one of its lead economists because they came out with a weak economic report. I mean, what? He's attacking the Federal Reserve's independence. He almost weekly threatens the chief of the Fed. And now Donald Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics and has appointed a guy that conservative economists at the American Enterprise Institute, a former chief economist from the Heritage Foundation, which is where this new appointee is from, and economists from the Cato Institute, also a conservative economist, and the Institute for Economic Research. Economists from all of these conservative organizations and the former chief economist of the Heritage Foundation, which is where this guy was just appointed by Donald Trump from, think this guy is a crackpot, a partisan, not a good economist, that he should have nothing to do with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And this is what I have been worrying about and warning about since the day after the election in November. Donald Trump is anti-data because he's anti-merit. He doesn't want to actually know if anything works. He just wants to lie about it and make it up and ignore data. So why? He's untethered to actual results. So he can pick winners and losers to enrich himself and punish those that oppose him. Let's go back to the phone lines. If you want to get in on this, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cam from Appleton, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Maggie, thanks for taking my call. So I own a company myself that is a game studio. And when I went to listen to some conferences that are a few years old now, but about 6 hours worth of them, they talked about this thing, this concept called utility scoring. And utility scoring is what we do to build AI, not in the sense of like AI today, but AI as in like the computer that you fight against, right? And the way that's related to this conversation is because utility scoring, and you probably know this, but it for the listeners out there, utility scoring is based on the economic utility score system, where you score a product or an item based off of the likeliness of it to be purchased, right? So like if someone eats a slice of pizza, if you put a pizza in front of them, they're going to want to eat a slice. But after that first slice, are they going to be as likely to eat a second slice? Maybe, maybe not. Depends. Okay, now the third slice. Probably not, unless you're greedy. But it's not well understood by people that just because of these incremental, outwardly incremental percentages, the companies are going to adjust because of those incremental tariffs and increase prices higher, because they know that even though it's higher, they're still going to get the income that they're, or the revenue that they're expecting. And it's going.
It's basically what Cam is saying is companies build models largely based on projected revenues, right? They've got targets. And if their margin is shrunk by tariffs for any period of time and they're not a large enough mega corporation to basically absorb it, they're going to increase their prices. And if not yet, it's still coming. Folks, Donald Trump, the anti-capitalist, anti-freedom, anti-free markets, most anti-business president in modern American history. Coming up next, secret protests in La Crosse? Congressman Derek Van Orten held a fundraiser and it faced quiet but determined opposition. We'll find out how they pulled off these secret protests next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.